We're continuing in Bible doctrine. And you know, it says, we started out right here in the beginning of our Bible doctrine. In the beginning, God. We started with God, who God is. His eternality, His immutability. The things that make Him God. And all of His attributes and all of His works. And then we went to what He created before He created the world. He created angels. There were angels that He used for His own good and for His glory and our good. And then there were angels that were created that kept not their first estate, and they failed. Became Satan, the devil, and fallen angels. And the Scriptures plainly tells us that they kept not their first estate. And they were like all the rest of the angels. They were created beings, subject to fall. And then, you know, Paul talked about the elect angels. God has elect angels, as He has elect people. But one thing He didn't do for an angel. He never sent His Son to die for an angel. Never shed any blood for an angel. Never redeemed an angel. Never did anything for an angel. And when one fell, He never did anything, didn't lift a finger to do anything for him. But I want you to look here. We're going to talk about creation tonight. And I doubt very much if I'll get through with it tonight, but I hope. And I got a lot of this, I owe a lot of what I come up with and got in this message tonight to a fellow named Barnett. But it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. You know, the first thing I want us to look at is that there's all three, the Trinity's involved in creation. The Trinity, the Spirit moved, God said. And the Scriptures tell us in John 1 that all things that was made by Him. And the Word, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God. And all things that was made by Him, and was not anything made that was made without Him.
Amen.
So He was the Word, and that Word was made flesh. So we have God the Father, we have God the Spirit, and we have God the Son, by whom God created, spoke. But I want to look at these first 10 words. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. These are the first 10 words in the Bible. First 10 words in the Bible. And I personally, and I think, and I believe you'll agree with me by the time I get through tonight, that these are the 10 most important words in the Bible. If you don't believe these, you don't believe nothing else. If you don't believe this, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In these 10 words, we find everything and all the answers to everything that will matter forever with God and with us. It tells us here there's only one God. In the beginning, God. One God. That's the first thing it tells us. There's only one God. Secondly, it tells us there ain't but one way to God. Only one way to God. It tells us there's only one abode with God when we go through Genesis and see creation. It tells us that there's only one Creator. I read a fellow today that says, you know, that there's a lot of Christians and Protestants that believe in creation and evolution. I don't know how you could do that. But there's only one Creator. Only one. And then, beloved, by this first ten words, we see that there's only one creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, let there be light. And you go down through here and you find God making in 6 days a world and putting everything in that world that needed to be put in that world. And He done this and purposed this and predestinated this before the time ever did. He already had the end determined before He ever started the beginning.
Amen.
And so we find in this creation of God, when it says God created, that everything we understand about God and need, and I mean, listen, everything that's on this world and we need to know is in this blessed thing of creation. And God tells us there's only one creation. And I tell you this, there's only one record of creation. Huh? And these 10 words tells us that God created by His own will. Did He inquire of anybody? Did He say, well, I think I might. If you all don't mind, I will. Did He ask man's will to permission to come and create a world? Oh, no, no. He created these by His own will. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And these 10 words tells us that the universe had a start and God existed before that beginning. Amen. The only reason it says beginning here is because God said in the beginning. That's when creation was started. And a lot of folks say, boy, the universe, you know, God's in the universe. No, no, the universe is in God. God created this universe. He went to all this universe. And when God began to speak, beloved, this everything existed and God did before He ever started the beginning. And they tell us that our Creator designed this world and this universe, and He left evidences and proof everywhere you look that He done this. I'm looking at His creation right tonight. Evidence of it. I don't see no evidence of any evolution. I don't see any evidence of a man making himself. I don't see any evidence of these benches here that come from wood, where the wood came from, nor to make the benches out of, where the trees come from, where the water come from to make the tree, where the birds come from to drop the seed, and you go on and on and on and on and on. And I mean, God's evidences and God's put His fingerprints is all over creation. And these 10 words, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, declare the only true God, the true Creator, the only Redeemer, and the Triune God. Now listen to me. You know, I don't have to read all this about creation. You can go home and read it yourself. You can read the first two verses, first two chapters, and you find God making man out of the ground, out of the dust. But in these 10 words are the foundation of our origin. Where'd we come from? Who created us? Huh? We find the origin of this world. We find our own purpose in these 10 words. We find our destiny in these 10 words. In the beginning, God created. And He said, and there was, and He saw it was good. And He took man out of the dust of the earth and He made him. And you see, we find our origin, where we came from. We come out of nothing. Come from dust. And we would have been nothing but dust had not God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. Life was in Him when He said, in the beginning, God created. Huh? What's our purpose? What were we made for? God said to commune with me and to fellowship with me. To walk with me and have fellowship with me and commune with me. And it tells us our destiny. We ignore the Creator at our own risk. We'll do like Adam. God will put that flaming sword. You'll never get back into paradise without God. And these 10 words are the only way to understand geology. You know, you can't understand geology. You can't understand. You know, you go out to the Grand Canyon. You go out to these deserts. You go to a desert in Arizona or New Mexico or Utah, the desert, in high deserts. And there's these great big rocks out there in the middle of them deserts. Our little ones, great big, just tossed around. Where in the world is? How many rocks get in the middle of a desert? There was a big flood one day that carried them there and left them scattered all over the place. Man, I tell you, when they go right down to the very bottom, you know what they find? They find Everything, you know, the deeper they go down with these rock, in these gullies and things and hollers and canyons, when they start digging stuff up, you find it just where it's buried under the flood. And oh man, you find that these are the only words, these 10 words are the only way to understand anything about man. In the beginning, God. Huh? About history. Why are you going to know about history if you don't start with in the beginning God created the heaven and earth? How are you going to know anything about history? How this world was made, where it come from, where men come from, where nations come from, where people come from. Huh? And the only way you'll understand philosophy, that it ain't worth a hill of beans without this understanding something about God and God's creation in this world. And let me tell you, beloved, these words are the only authority for us.
All right.
The only authority for us as to the origin and purpose of a man when he God. What did God make man for? Why did God make a woman for? Where did she come from? The only way we can understand marriage is in this business of creation. Only way we can understand family. That's the only authority we have about where a man comes from, where a female comes from, and their marriage and the union. They all come. We find it right here in creation. Family, government. And when you deal with the creation here, oh my, the creation alone records the start of sin, of evil. Cultures, where'd cultures come from? Everybody spoke the same language. Everybody looked just alike until one day they decided they're going to go up here. And God says, I'm going to scatter you.
Yes, sir.
And oh, beloved, where'd all the languages and nations? You got to start here with God and God in creation. You know where nations come from? God created them. You know why Israel existed? God created Israel. You know why America exists? Because God said there would come a time when I'd send people from England and they'd come to America and I would have a place called America. Now I'm telling you, the only reason... you all think, man, I'm losing my mind, but I'm telling you, the only reason Cumberland County is called Cumberland County because God said I want a place called Cumberland County in Tennessee.
Oh, that's
now that's right. And I mean, we ain't going to understand a thing in the world about where a nation come from, where languages come from, where cultures come from. And I read this today, and you can check up on it. They have discovered that there ain't but 4 blood types, and that those 4 blood types, and you can find out anything about your race where you come from by your blood, by your DNA. And that those 4 originally came from 2. And we knew that from the beginning. God made Adam and Eve. They got married. Next thing you know, they had kids. Next thing you know, out through yonder. And you got 4 blood types. And these 10 words say and tell us there is one God. And what does it say about Him? He's the Creator of heaven and earth. Creator of heaven and earth. And beloved, and when we read this about them, and you know, and the earth was without form and void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, what did God use to create with? Men say, well, there was matter there, and He used matter. No, you don't say there was matter there. God said, let there be, and there was. There's one revelation about creation. One revelation about the origin of the species. And it's not just climbing out of a primordial ooze. And one day, you know, we think, man, we need an eye, so we'll just create an eye. Well, we need a finger, so we'll just think our finger into existence. Well, we need a leg, so we'll kick a leg out there. And since we get too hard on one leg, we'll kick another out there. Well, where's evolution been in the last 1,000 years? You see anybody evolve? I don't see anybody evolve. I've known you folks for 32 years, somebody. And you ain't no better today than you was the day I met you. And I ain't either. You'd think a fella would get a little better after a while. But we're not even involved, and we're not even getting higher. In fact, we're getting lower in our own estimation. And all, beloved, that they know, these words tell us that there's only one true kingdom. One true kingdom in this whole world. And that's God's kingdom. God said, God said, God made the world, God made a man. God made marriage, God made family. God said, I'm the governor. You resist that government. And all, beloved, the creation tells us, these words tells us that there's one purpose. And that's God's glory. There's God's glory. And this tells us, in the beginning God created, and there was Spirit of God moved. God said, let there be light. God saw the light that is good. And you go down through here, and God saw that it was good, 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 it was good. And there's only one book that tells us, these words tells us, there's only one book you can trust. His Bible. His record. The record that He gave us. And how many times did it say that God's record? I call you to record this day. God's record. And all, beloved, and I tell you, these words, this business of creation, these words, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and it was all without form, all without void. And God started, just speaks words, and things began to happen. And here we go. Here we go. And then God begins to create. And I'll tell you something. These words are vital. Vital to all parts of our life. Huh? Crucial to the destiny of our souls. If we reject this and don't believe this and don't understand that God's the creator of everything and the origin of everything, then we ain't got... Let's eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow we die. Is that not right? And you know what? God put these right in the front of the Bible, so when you open them up, the first thing you see, in the beginning, God. He created. And you go down through there. What did He create? What did He create? Out of nothing. There wasn't any light. He said, let there be light. We get light, we have to turn on the light and go out in the sun. Oh my, with these words we find all that there is. All that there is. We find God. Now, we find the universe. We find in God saying, let there be light. God created this world and everything that's in it, beloved. We find the beginning, and we also find the end, because there's going to be an end to this thing.
Yes, sir.
Huh? And I tell you, no book of the Scriptures. Now listen to me. If this Genesis, and there's men who says the first 11 chapters, I mean, they teach us in seminaries and Bible colleges, and they give guys doctor's degrees and literature degrees and PhDs and ministers of divinity, saying that the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis is myth and don't amount to anything. Now, see what I'm talking about? The book of script, no book of the Scriptures matters more, because every book of the Bible rests on this one right here. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. If that's not so, if God didn't create this world, God didn't create man, if God didn't create the ocean, if God didn't create the mountains, if God didn't create every animal that's on this earth, if God didn't do it, then forget the rest of the book. After all the rest of them rest on this one. Ain't that right? If the God here of Genesis chapter 1 is not true, the one in Psalms is not true either. There ain't no better use saying, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want, if we don't believe the God that created everything. Huh? He wouldn't, you know, he can't be the God of Genesis or John. He can't be the God of Revelation either if he's not true. If God's not true and creation ain't true, then none of that else in the Scriptures is true. And oh, let me tell you, from these words, and I know this from the depth of my heart and soul, from these words, in the beginning God created, let there be. He said, let there be. He said, let there be. And oh God, let the waters be. Let the earth be. Let the firmament be. And oh God, done this. And from these words are the only secure foundation for the doctrines that follow throughout this blessed book. That's right. Now you like if we're going to trust Christ, let me show you something. Look over in Mark chapter 4 with me just a moment. And I just say, well, preacher, we believe these things. Well, that's why we're studying doctrine, because it solidifies us, it strengthens our faith, it encourages us. Look here in Mark chapter 10 and verse 6. Talking about creation now. God created. Mark chapter 10 and verse 6. And oh, look what he says. Oh, look back in verse 2. Now let's go back here and let's get the whole context up. Mark chapter 10 and verse 2. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Tempting him. And the answer said unto them, what did Moses command you? Now that's all they had was the Ten, you know, they had the first five books of the Scripture. When a Jewish man or sat down in the synagogue or sat down in his mother's lap, he started out with, in the beginning God created. And now watch what happens. What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement to put her away. And Jesus answered, said unto them, for the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. You know, we don't believe Christ. Christ just told about what God done and made the first man and woman. Huh? What about the final judgment? If God says, you know, that He created, and then He says that He has a day appointed in which He's going to judge all men by the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom He is appointed, heir of all things, and commands all men to repent, and if they set this judgment, can we believe that? Can we believe there's going to be a judgment? And what about salvation? In these words, we see salvation. Wherefore, as by one man, what one man? That man God made out of the dust of the earth. That man called Adam, man of the red earth. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. Death passed upon all men for all sinned. Well, how are we going to find out how to be saved then? It says, not as the one sin unto, one offense unto sin, but even so might the free gift be of many and be of grace. And so you see, beloved, these words tell us about salvation. I mean, if we don't believe this over here in the creation, in Adam's fall after he's created, all these doctrines rest on what happens right here. And what about the whole message of the Bible? Look in Colossians with me, chapter 1. I want you to see this. The whole message of the Bible, Colossians chapter 1. Verse 15, look what it says here. Now we're talking about creation. We're talking about believing in all the doctrine of the Bible. It's the only sure foundation for all the doctrine that follows from Genesis. And then the creation here. It says in verse 15, talk about Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created. When God said, let there be, who you think said was. And the Word went forth. And then here he says, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, whether the visible, invisible, thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things created by Him and for Him. Everything that exists right this minute, He said it was created. And watch this. And He's before everything, and all by Him all things consist. And inspiration goes back to creation. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners in time past spake unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son.
Amen.
By whom He appointed heir of who? Everything, the world and everything that's in it. Our Lord Jesus says, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they testify of Me. And what about the deity of Christ? If we don't, here in this creation, town of creation, He is the brightness of His glory and express image of His person after He by Himself. So you see, back there in creation, He was the brightness of God's glory and express image of His person. Huh? Oh, but let me tell you something else. Now I'll hurry. I hope I'm not wearying you. These 10 words, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and dealing with creation, they prove how silly and stupid and ignorant and foolish philosophy is. And philosophy, as I've often said, is this. It's just a man's opinion that he comes up with. His own view of what he decides something's supposed to be like. And some of them come up with some pretty far out stuff. But I tell you, like, you take atheism. This here proves atheism's wrong. Because it says in the beginning, God. A fool said in his heart, there is no God. As old Barnard said, the fool said in his heart, he hopes there's no God. Huh? But that proves that all of us run around saying they're an atheist. No such animal. They really ain't. They people can say it all they want to.
That's right.
Right here proves the error of it. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And this idea of there's many gods. You know how many different gods they are in Baptist churches? You know how many gods they are in churches? Pentecostals got their own God. Jesus only got their own God. The Baptists got their God of the altar. The Baptists got their God of decision. The Baptists got their God of praying through. The Baptists have got their God of dedicating their babies. The Baptists got their God of free will. The Baptists got their God of doing good works and, you know, to get a reward from heaven. They got their God of premillennialism. They got their God of tribulation. They go on and on and on with these things. But I tell you, beloved, God is wrong because it says here, in the beginning, one God. One. Huh? And people talk about matter. Matter, matter, matter. Well, I tell you, materialism's wrong because God makes the matter. He's not composed of matter. He makes it. He makes it. And this proves here that fatalism is wrong. Because here, as in all the Scriptures, God acts independently and by His own sovereign will and power. There's someone controlling this. We're not just in the hands of fate, floating down the river, and just we're going to end up wherever we end up. No, no, there's God. There's a God who created and declared the end from the beginning, who made everything, and He has a purpose for everything, and He does it independently by His own power and His own will. And there's a wisdom and a will and power behind this world. And that's why fatalism. Don't worry. And then, beloved, let me tell you something else about this. This teaches us here. That God's Word, the Bible. Anybody here ever know what that one word's ever been proven wrong? Not one word has ever been proven wrong. They've tried it and tried it and tried it. Not one fact has ever been updated. Don't have to. God says, well, I'm going to have to write a new Bible. Things has changed. I'm going to have to update it. And I'll tell you, you know, there's some scientific facts in this blessed book. Like creation. Where'd man come from? Man's existence. Water. Light, minerals, animals, vegetables, all these scientific facts and where they come from has never needed correcting the first time. Not once. Just truth. Just truth. Absolutely true facts. Truth. In the beginning God created, you go down here through this creation, you read the creation tomorrow. You read these first two chapters of Genesis. Read the first three chapters. Just read them. And just truth. Absolutely true facts. Truth you can stake your life on and stake eternity on.
Amen.
Changeless, enduring truth that will last forever. This will last when we get to glory. The God who spake this world into existence, the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom God created, we'll get to see Him. And we'll see the same one that He spoke of right here. Yes, sir. We will. Huh? And all of this is given by inspiration of God.
Amen.
Yeah, given by inspiration of God. Well, let me tell you quickly some things to do. Trust Him. Trust Him who created all things. Trust Him. Look in Hebrews chapter 1 with me right quick. Hebrews chapter 1. Let me show you something. Hebrews chapter 1. Trust Him. Psalm 62, Hebrews 1:10. Trust Him who created. Oh, trust Him. If He could create a world, can He not take care of you? If He created you, can He not uphold you? Look what it says here. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thine hands. And by faith, Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by how? The Word of God. You know, when you look at it, you got to say, somebody made it. You go to a house, you say, boy, that fella done a good job making that house, building that house. I believe I'll get him to build me one. Well, listen. By God's Word, He framed this whole world up. And you say, who made this? God did. Not a supreme being. Not just an entity. Not just a power. God. And trust Him for all, because He has all power. Trust Him because He has all power. He created out of nothing. You know that? Let me show you. Look in Job with me right quick. Job chapter 12. You know, God made the universe. That's why David says, you know, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. Job chapter 12. Job chapter 12. You know, God made this universe and He created out of nothing. You find anything there when He said, let there be light? Was there any light there for Him to work with before there was? Out of nothing. As old Scott said, and I know Brad's heard and Darrell's heard Scott say this many times, God made the world out of nothing. When He runs out of nothing, He makes some more than nothing to make something else out of it. I mean, all you got to do is look at us and you realize that He's made something out of nothing. Now, ain't that right? He made believers out of nobodies. He redeemed people that the world says are nothing. And look here in Job chapter 12 and verse 7. Watch what it says. But ask how, ask now the beast and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these things that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? Huh? Oh, no. Look at Psalm 121 with me. You know, the Scripture says, know ye that the Lord, it is God that hath made us, and it is God that hath made us, and it's not we that made ourselves. God made us. Look here in Psalm 121, verse 2. Oh, talking about trusting, for He has all power. If He creates something out of nothing, He can sure uphold us. My help cometh from the Lord. What's this? What Lord? The one who made heaven and earth. That's who my help comes from. If He made the heaven and earth, He's going to be my helper. Look over here in Psalm 124 and verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Watch this. Who made heaven and earth? Oh. And I tell you something, beloved, not only trust Him who created, trust Him. Trust Him, trust His power, because He has all power. And then worship Him. Worship Him. And I'm going to just show you this, and I'm going to show you two things and be done. Psalm 33. Psalm 33. You all have heard me quote this many times. We've looked at it many times over the years. I know when you get there, you'll remember it. Psalm 33. Verse 6, look what it says. Worship Him. Worship Him who's created. You can't worship someone who's any ways like you at all. You don't need any help from anyone who is like you. Look what he says. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the heaps, the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the steps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded. And it stood fast. Stand. Stand. Stand in awe of Him. Hear Him. Worship Him. And I'm going to read you this. Out of Revelation 4:11. You can look at it at your own time. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Bow down. Worship Him. Worship Him. And all, beloved, it's by Christ God created. He is the Creator. When men were blessed with a revelation of Him, what happened? When we have been blessed with a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom God created this world, the Word that was in the beginning with God, that God made everything, the Word that was made flesh. What happens to men whenever they come face to face with Jesus Christ, the Creator of heaven and earth? I tell you what happened to Moses. He fell on his face. I tell you what happened to Job. He said, I heard about you. Now I see you. I abhor myself. And I repent in dust and ashes. Isaiah saw him high and lifted up in his glory. And he cried out, woe is me. And he fell on his face. Those disciples in that boat. Great big storm come up. And the Lord Jesus Christ come out. And he just said three words. Peace be still. That storm calmed. And you know what they said? What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey Him? I will worship Him, don't you? Huh? And old John, he saw Him on the Isle of Patmos. Saw Him there with His golden girdle and His white hair, the Ancient of Days. And those candlesticks in His hands. And voices the sound of many waters, and old John fell as a dead man. Don't hardly sound like the people worship today, does it, Gary? And then God made two great lights, and I'm through. Two great lights. One to rule the day. How do we know that? Because that sun's up there. He said it. There's evidence of His creation. And the lesser light to rule tonight. Christ is the light that rules this world. And our light is the lesser light because this moon gets its reflection from the sun. And what little light we have, we're the lesser light. Ain't no doubt about that, huh? He made the stars. And you know what? It says He tells them their number, calls them all by name. And He sustains them. By Him all things consist. He made it, upholds it by the word of His power. Ah, oh, bless His name. We can worship a God like this, can't we? Amen. Our Father, in the blessed, glorious name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, my heart's filled with awe when I think of you. Consider you. Consider such power, such glory, such majesty, such authority, such security, such rest, such comfort. In those words, in the beginning, God created. And we look at back now, we look at history, and we say, God made. God did this. God did this. And we bless you for it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that not only did you create this world and everything that's in it, but thank you that you created in us a new heart, gave us a new spirit, gave us a new mind, made us new creatures in Christ Jesus our Lord. You're the Creator, even in life, in the, not only our natural life, but our spiritual life. And we bless you for it in Christ's name. Amen.